Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back!
Woo!
It's Nobody Panic 2021, the first podcast of the season. We're here, we're back, we're in your ears. How's the year been?
How's January been? I'm Stevie, so that's my name.
I'm Tessa, that is how I will be, that'll be my moniker. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you had good New Year's. Hope the year is treating you all right. Yeah, it's December for us. And, you know, anything could have happened. Who's to say? So if we're broadcasting live to the space shuttle or you know.
There's dinosaurs overrunning the world again. There's been an ice age.
If your rat king is allowing you to listen to this episode, who's to say what's happened by February? But we're very excited to be back. And we couldn't be more excited to be here with you and to be gearing up for 2021.
Our episode today is, it's very close to Tessa's heart. It's close to my heart because it's something that I would like to do more of in 2021. And I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, New Year's resolution chat. We're past that, guys. But it's nice to have a bit of a sort of a general aim. And I think my general aim is to try and get a handle on this more, which is DIY, which is from a listener called Jess. Thank you so much for your email. And she says, I always want to make things like out of wood, but I have no skills. I've asked Santa for a drill this Christmas, but I have no skills and can't remember a single thing from design to technology classes at school. Absolutely. And we are here to help you with your first foray into
Jess,
DIY.
Get in. Come on in.
You'd think, oh, so girls, have you got in a DIY specialist? No, we haven't.
No,
we haven't. But Tessa has put up a shelf and she did spray her intercom pink so it looked like a dream phone.
And I think that's all the skills that you need. Thank you.
I feel like when you, and when you start anything, you need to speak to somebody who's also starting it, but is like slightly ahead of you, but still very much starting. Because if you speak to someone like, can't think of anybody who is like big in the DIY world. I was going to say Handy Andy from the 90s TV show Changing Rooms.
Yeah.
If you speak to him, he'll start talking about roll plugs or something, and which I'm sure you know what they are, but I don't.
Absolutely.
See, look, already, this is very exciting for me.
Yeah.
But then you will feel both alienated, isolated, and like an idiot.
It's definitely something I think that, so these are my expertise I'll be bringing to the table. My qualifications are the Barbie print dream phone, and I've made a bit of shelf out of some scaffolding I found in a skip.
You also made a wardrobe out of some copper piping.
And I made a wardrobe out of some copper piping. The rails, so it's an open wardrobe out of some copper piping. But I was born into the DIY. So while I myself, I don't have the skills, my parents are, you know, they've built most of their house themselves, and they're extreme DIYers. And we live in a listed building. It's a really old, old cottage. Isn't it old, Stevie?
It's very old.
It's old. So when you're listed, you can't do anything. You're not allowed to change anything or not. So you have to sort of work around the incredibly old bits of timber that just happen to be there.
But also, they're always, I mean, I've been a few times, and every time your dad is he's chopping wood in the garden. And there's something being assembled. There's a lot of like assembling.
A lot of assembling and a lot of people asking if you can come and look at a fence. You're always having to go and look at a fence.
Yes.
It's a, I'm not advocating particularly for this lifestyle. Sometimes I'll say it now, it would have been best to get some professionals in. I think they both would admit there were times when it would have been best. If the why had not been yourself, it had been if DIY had stand for, do investigate your local professional.
Very good.
I got there in the end.
Shall we do our adult things before we get into DIY? But I would say don't do yourself down. You have done, I'd say, 100% more DIY than I have. And we're like talking DIY in terms of like low level business.
Oh yeah, this is your beginner's entry level.
You've got to rent a flat and you want to put a shelf up. That's sort of the vibe.
This is even pre-shelf. This is entry level stuff.
What's your adult thing?
I had to call the IRS, would you believe? And if you are listening from the United States, God bless you. You've got a tricky tax system. If you're listening from the United Kingdom, give thanks that our system is bad, but is not as bad as the American one, which is all privatized. So at every possible corner, if somebody can be making some money, somebody is. It's really a bleak experience. But on the phone to the IRS, I had to get this special form and I had to speak to so many different people, and eventually it was established they could get the form, and the only way to get it to me was to post it to me, and it would take 5 weeks. And I was like, understood, I need it right now. Like, and I was like, posting for 5 weeks can't be the only possible way. And then like a woman in Texas or whoever I was speaking to was like, okay, well, the other option is we can use a fax machine. And I was like, obviously, I was like, just to be so unnecessarily outdated and for your only options to be the fax machine or a 5 week postal system. Anyway, while I was on the phone to her, I had a little Google and found there was actually various sites being like, are you on the phone to the IRS? This is what you do. And you say, yes, I have a fax machine. I am with the fax machine. Then you go on this website. So this is just in case anybody either is on the phone to the IRS or ever needs to have a fax machine. You go on this website called faxburner.com. And for free, you put in your email address. It gives you a fax number for 24 hours. And somebody can fax you something and it comes automatically to your email as a PDF.
That is staggering.
Staggering. I rode the high of that working because I thought this is never going to work. It'll just say like delete, like, you know, error. You can't, of course, this is a fax machine.
And you have a virus.
I've got a virus, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I thought like, oh, this is going to be a disaster. It just arrived. It just worked. I could send the form off. Like, oh my God, I was buzzing for a good 24 hours. I'm lying. I'm still buzzing about it now.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So if you're in a pickle or you need a fax machine, faxburner.com. Honestly, saved my bacon.
God, wow. Mine's that I kept the little lens cleaner that you get with your glasses when you get your glasses in the glasses case, and I've kept it for over 3 months.
Listen, I don't say this lightly, unbelievable.
It is actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, it's two pairs of glasses. And they've both got the lens cleaner still in them.
You got two separate glasses and two separate glasses case?
It was buy one, get one free.
But you get two cases though, right?
Yeah, two cases, two lens cleaners, two pairs of glasses. Where are they? They're both in there.
That's unbelievable.
I'm on a similar high, but it's, I can see now that it's not as high as I would be if I'd found a fax machine on my computer.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's actually true. I can't actually cope with that. But
Thank you so much.
We've got the whole gamut of adult experiences. Yeah, and I think things.
2021, we're coming in strong. These are strong starts.
The bar is both low and high.
Your bar is high, instance. Stevie. I don't know why you say that. The glasses case thing, that's unbelievable for you.
Talking of chamois cloth.
Talking of chamois cloths, everyone. Get your chamois cloths, wipe your glasses, because you're about to learn some business. Shall we begin, Stevie, with what holds you back from your DIY dreams?
I'm so far removed from doing DIY that I can't even imagine actually doing it. So it'd be like, oh, well, the bed that I had was balanced on books for a year.
Yeah.
I just will pay men to do the things.
Yes, understandable.
And then there's a feeling of being like, great, don't have to worry about it. Absolutely cool. But then there's a very small voice that says, you're a failure.
No.
And you're subscribing to the patriarchal idea that you have to get a man in, specifically a man. If they sent a woman, I'd turn her away.
Yeah.
to put up a shelf.
Understood. And first thing first is, like, sometimes in life it is absolutely the right decision to get a man in, like, yes. Especially any kind of, you know, electricals, glass work, all of this sort of stuff. Like, in most things in your life, do get a man in. But that voice, I think, is really important. The voice that's like, but I wish I could do the thing. And it is men. It's like, it's sort of the feeling at the garage in, you know, if you take a car in and then people's like, what kind of engine are you looking at there on the accelerator belt? And you're like,
a bell? I've got a bell in my car. And they're like, belt. You're like, belt. My car's wearing a belt.
A belt on the top.
Also, as well, we should say, you know, we're using very strict gender terminology here, but that's because, you know what? It's cis men world. That's, yeah. It just is.
It like, is. And,
it's not all,
and as a, but it is. You know, that is a, it is, you know, and we don't like to do it. It's, of course, it's not all men, but it is a general experience as a female to be like, men say things and you say, uh-huh. And then you feel like a little, tiny little lady from a little southern belle who can't do anything for herself. And then they say, what kind of car you got there? And you say, it's blue. And then you feel like an idiot. Anyway, yes. Right. This is the number one thing about DIY is I'm just trying to imbue you with confidence to say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And this, I think, is going to help people that there is a, so say you want to make a shelf or you want to put a picture on the wall or you want to, you know, do whatever it is you want to do in the house. I'm assuming that 99% of people are renting a property. And I speak from extreme experience that I have made many messes of many walls. There is something that you can buy from your local hardware store for about £2.50. It's called Polyfiller. It comes in a tube. It looks a bit like toothpaste. I mean, the tube looks a bit like toothpaste, but like a big, like a giant, a big toothpaste. And
a giant toothpaste,
if you like. And what it does is it works like plaster for repairing holes in the wall. So if you've tried to drill something, it's been a disaster, you know, you're like, I've absolutely fucked this. I'm going to lose my deposit. Bit of polyfiller. You put it on with a slightly wet knife. It goes on completely. It's so easy and achievable. And you'll be like, oh my God, am I a genius? Should I become a professional plasterer? It goes on nice and smooth. You'll never know the hole was there. It fills it in. And then I bet somewhere in your house under the sink or in a weird cupboard is the half can of paint that they painted your rented house with when you moved in. If not, you can color match the paint. And I swear on my life, I will come around and help you if you get in a mess. You can cover up those holes and all your mistakes and no one will know that you did it.
See, that has happened to me before where I've been like, oh, they said no, like, to not use any nails in the wall, but I'll just pop a clock up. Yeah.
I'll just pop a clock up because for God's sake, you deserve a clock.
I want a clock. Yeah. And then I've tried to pop a clock off and then the pop a clock off. And then a huge chunk comes out the wall. And then I'm like, wow, that's 200 quid. Yeah. And I don't even think to polyfiller. That's the thing. If not even thinking there's an option for you, it's so sad. Like, there are options for us here.
The options are there for you. And if you go to a big, I would take yourself rather than your local corner store because they're often more expensive and it feels quite overwhelming in there because someone will be like, what do you want, mate? And you'll be like, I don't know. Take yourself to a massive B&Q or a massive Travis Perkins somewhere where you can just browse. No one's going to ask you what you want or what you need because the answer is you don't know. Just browse the shelves and be like, oh my God, there are so many things here that are actually not as expensive as I thought. And they come in every shade and every color and every size. Like, there are things for every job here and also for fixing every mistake. And then you'll be like, oh, okay. Like, the stuff is here for me. And it's not this like closed off secret world that I have to, only the men are allowed to know. Like, you know, there is stuff there. And then you'll be like, oh, okay. And it'll just like grow your confidence. But Chris, like, you absolutely can fix it. I have fucked it up on so many occasions and I've got away with it every time.
When you're younger, you just don't realize you can do this sort of thing, so you just believe that whatever room that you walk into, everyone else knows what's going on, and asking a question makes you look like you don't, so then you'll be turfed out. I don't actually know what you think will happen, but like the liberation of realizing you can just go up to someone with like a B&Q tabard and go, I've punched a hole through the wall of my bathroom because I ripped a chunk of wall out of my living room and got upset. How can I fix that? What would I need to do to fix that? And if they don't know, someone on the staff will know, and then they will like arm you with all the stuff, and then you won't like that's their job isn't just to refill the nail drawer,
yeah,
the nail salon.
And they might you say you've punched a hole in the bathroom wall. They might say, yeah, right. Is it plaster or brick? Are you working with MDF? And then you'll be like, but then they'll explain it in easier terms and be like, and then they'll help you understand, and you'll be like, okay, I think it's this one. And then you can keep asking questions and don't be afraid to be like, you know, the classic garage man that we're all afraid of, who says things that makes you feel like an idiot because you know only know that your car is blue. Like, he's a very real person to me, but like he's actually that people are there, and they are there to help you, and they will not make you feel like a fool, and they will walk you through the difference between plaster and brick if you don't understand what kind of wall you've punched, you know. And so you stick to your guns and admit that you don't, and say, I'm sorry, I don't know all the correct words, but I'm going to describe it, and this is roughly the thing I'm describing.
I remember something that I did find out last year about walls renting is when you have a white wall, I've used it, when you have a white wall, there's this thing called JML Doctor Power, but the doctor doesn't have a C in it, it's got a K in it, I don't know why, and it's a white sponge. And you chop off a little bit and you rub it, and you put like a little bit of water on it, and you rub it on a stain on your white wall, and it just disappears like magic.
Magic. Magic.
So that's, it's there to blend in with all different types of white. And I really, that's the only thing that I've done that I've been like, I've done that.
I've done that.
That's good.
And that's good.
Really empowered.
And empowered, right? You're like, oh shit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Okay, here's two. My dad insists on these being included. My dad's top tip is clear your workspace before you plow on. This is something he's been shouting at me for 20 years, and if I was trying to do something like above my bed, I would just climb on my bed with all the stuff on it, paint, drill, get the sand everywhere, like dust. And then you'd be like, everything's ruined. Just take the time beforehand to like move everything, put your special workman dungarees on or whatever your workwear is, like just prepare your area and be like, I'm taking this seriously and I'm moving everything out the way. And then you'll just feel like, okay, I'm taking myself and this job seriously.
To put like masking tape over things.
If you fancy.
Masking tape over things so they don't get, like, if you're painting a wall and you're like, yeah, I could probably just get up to that door frame. It's like, no, you put masking tape over it so that you won't get up to the door frame, because that's why professionals put masking tape over
it. Exactly.
Because they know their limitations as artists.
Exactly. Exactly right. Just know your limitation as an artist and take the job seriously and be like, what would I be doing if I was in someone else's house? Like, of course I would put down, you know, the paper. Of course I would do the masking tape. Of course I would take everything seriously. So just like, just take yourself seriously. And the combined tip with that from him is don't rush it. Like, if this job is not an emergency and it doesn't need to be done right this second, don't, just take your time. Like, do it when you are calm and you have the time and it's not a pressured situation. Like, don't put those limitations on yourself if you don't need to, you know, just take your time and be slow and calm. And number four, which is going to be a bigger one, is use the right tools, like your special Dr. Sponge thing.
Thank you.
So the tools thing, I think, is so massive because there are, there are tools in Poundland. Like, there are tools in crackers sometimes. Like, there are tools that, so often they're like,
I still got a screwdriver from a cracker in 2009.
Exactly. There are tools in crackers. There are a selection of like pink tools that you can buy in the, you know, the gap in the petrol station that you'll be like, adorable for the lady in your life. They will not work. Like, I mean, they'll work obviously, but like, just get the right thing. And the difference between like a screwdriver from a cracker and the real deal will be like, oh, okay. It wasn't me all along that was crap. I didn't have the right tools.
So not helped that fact by that very annoying phrase, a bad workman blames his tools.
Yes, you're like, exactly.
That's the workmen who are work people, if we will.
If we will. Where the gender non-performing like workforce.
The workforce. That's for the workforce who are sort of like, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So then it is, you know, they can blame their tools.
Yeah.
But if you've never held a screwdriver,
and your screwdriver came from a cracker, and then you think,
you can blame your tools.
It's exactly. And you think, oh, it's me that can't do this because a workman never blames his tools. No, the opposite is true. Your tools.
The full sentence is, a workman never blames his tools unless it's from a cracker.
Yes, that's okay. So if you're like, what are you talking about? I haven't got any tools, or maybe I got one from a cracker, but you're interested in starting. This is my list from 1 to 7. Of things to go for. And if you're like, I can't get all of those, be like, start with one and work your way down. Okay. Coming at number one. And also you think like, tools? What am I, the queen? I haven't got the money for these. Tools
are... the queen famously wears a tool belt with a Black & Decker on it.
She loves a Black & Decker, sponsored by it. You have this sort of vision that like the tools will be incredibly expensive, but they're actually, again, you'll think like, wow, what was I doing with my cracker one? But these are achievable. Okay, number one, coming in at number one is a ratchet, ooh, big word, multi-bit screwdriver.
So
Stanley, which is a yellow make, unhelpful. It's a yellow screwdriver. The word ratchet means it helps you. So it has, I'm sure people who actually know what a ratchet is are screaming as I explain this, but I would describe it as, it has a mechanism inside the screwdriver. So when it turns almost for you. So every time you twist it. Oh,
I've seen, heard tell of those land.
Yeah. So it sort of has, you do it and you're like, oh my God, am I Inspector Gadget? Ooh. It has that sort of action. And the multi-bit screwdriver, and these things are $8.99. Unbelievable. There's eight different little heads that you put into the screwdriver for every different job. And then you don't have to buy 12 different types of screwdriver or try and explain your thing. So if the two classic things for screws are a Phillips screw, which is, I would describe it as the hot cross bun.
Yes, know exactly what I mean. Yeah.
So why isn't it called the hot cross bun? You know, then someone says, oh, you need your Phillips for that job. And you're like, the hot cross bun. We all know what we're talking about. The hot cross bun or the flathead, which means it's just a single line. So those are your two options. But then it also
For me, that is not pregnant.
The hot cross bun or not pregnant. Those are your two options in the DIY world. And then on this, so those come also in different sizes because you might have a tiny little screw. You might have, you know, all kinds of different sizes. So you get three or four different sizes of those too. Then you also get in it something called a hex, which is basically the bottom of an Allen key. So if you're ever like, oh my God, I don't know where the Allen key's gone. It could be anywhere. I mean, no, it's somewhere in the house, but that's lost. You've got a little Allen key attachment on your thing. So you can fix any of your IKEA screw stuff. You can do anything.
It's called a hex.
A hex. But again, why did they call it that? Why didn't they just call it the Allen key bit? You know?
Yeah.
So then as soon as you have all this special terminology, and then these ones are called a cam out positive, and then you're like, what the fuck is that? It just means good hot cross bun, you know? Like,
okay, like really just, big old
just,
cross.
Just really good. It just doesn't let you, cam out means like if you try and do a screw and it's so tight in there that your screwdriver just keeps like sort of flipping out. Like it's not. So this one is just really advanced and really pointed. So it's in, it's like, we ain't going anywhere. Like, we're getting this screw. But again, like, you put all these special words on it, everyone feels like they can't be involved. Just call it what it is. The not pregnant. So that is the Stanley Ratchet multi-bit screwdriver. I would describe it as game changing. Number two, retractable tape measure. We've probably,
love those.
Yeah. You've probably got something, you've probably got a paper bit from IKEA in the house, or maybe you've got a cloth one or whatever. But like, I once went to B&Q with the measurement and I had measured it on a piece of silk, like a silk ribbon. Like, of course they didn't take me seriously in B&Q when they were like, how big a piece of 2x4 do you need? And I was like, this much, please. Like, just for God's sake, get a proper tape measure and the retractable ones that go in and then you can like measure, press your little button, it zooms back in. Hello.
You can pretend that you're magic and that you have actually recalled the tape measure in your own like, mind.
You can be like, back to me, and then zoom it back in.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on that. Number three, a spirit level.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you'd be. What's the oh my God?
Oh, sorry, no, because we're just getting into like the real big boys now. Yeah,
yeah. Well, we're going down from number three.
The spirits.
You know.
We're getting into
the spirits again. Sometimes you've got one of those in a cracker, but I would say get a proper. And again, everything of these is under £10, if not a five. Like, you can get good quality stuff, especially if you want to get everything secondhand, and good tools will work for the rest of your life. So secondhand is absolutely fine. A spirit level. Oh, mama, what a game changer. Because if you're putting up a picture, if you're putting up anything, just like being like, yeah, that's completely straight. A spirit level, if it's a totally new word to you, is how you communicate with the dead, and the dead tell you if your pictures are straight. It's got a little ball of air inside a pot of oil. Could be. It's in a little bar. You sort of put it on top of anything. And if it is go straight in the middle, you know you're straight. And if it'll tell you if you're crooked and in which way you're crooked. And it will just really make everything so much easier. Number four, it's a hammer.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
It's called a claw hammer if it has the banging bit on one side. And on the other side, it has what we call the raptor claw.
Understood.
And
yes,
the raptor claw bit is for if you've gone in wrong, and then you're like, that needs to come out, and then you can lever back out your screws or your nails.
So much better than getting like a knife and like just ripping the whole wall off.
Exactly. Exactly. But if that doesn't work, the ripping issue, what you can also do is use a pair of pliers. And again, you'll think pliers, but you'll be surprised how many things you can pull out of stuff, get things with, do stuff. You'll be surprised how useful your pliers are, especially if things go awry and you need to like get things back out. Basically.
Got it.
Basically, you need things for going in, but you also very much need them for coming back out.
Yeah.
Number six, WD-40. Hello.
Oh, yes. There's a funny joke where,
oh yeah,
isn't that for like, oh, it's not funny for me to go with that, you know, like, is that for like the spraying thing that like oil, so if your hinges are squeaky,
yeah,
you oil it.
Yeah,
there was a joke, I think it's on like American Dad show, and he like gets a WD-40 but it's not working properly, and it's, and the thing isn't going down, so he gets a tiny WD-40.
That's very funny.
For his WD-40. It's like, oh yeah, and that's the only reason I know what that's for.
That is exactly what it's for, and that's a lovely joke. WD-40 is a oil lubricant that again, I would describe it as taking your breath away. You'll think, if your door is squeaking and you'll think, oh, that can never be fixed, you do like the one spray of that and it's silent as the grave. And you're like, is this a prank? Like, how can this stuff work?
That's good.
So unbelievably
what
well.
What else does it work on other than door hinges? Or is it like only door hinges?
It has a very funny thing. It claims it has more than 2,000 uses. And then it has this thing online for like 2,000 uses. But actually, many of them, if I may say, WD-40, are just various things that squeak, but like they've written them all down.
That's
but like
so funny.
Any kind of electricals or machinery or hinges. But also, it was once used by the police to get a naked robber out of a chimney. a guy had robbed a house and got stuck and they put WD-40 on. You can clean various stains with it. But most, it's just for like anything that does it. You'd be like any like...
You can remove duct tape with it.
Yeah. Hey, somebody's got on the 2000 list.
I have, yeah. It extends the life of bike chains.
Bike chains, almost anything. Anything that needs... Basically, this is what they say, and we're going to come to its matching partner, duct tape. They say if it needs... the only three things you need in your house are duct tape and WD-40. If it needs to move and it doesn't, use WD-40. If it shouldn't move and it does, use duct tape. That's what they famously say.
That's very good. I think if I went to someone's house and they had WD-40 and duct tape, I think they're about to kill me.
But right, of course, yeah, of course.
To keep them to one side.
Yes, do, and your claw hammer and your pliers, like do pop them, pop them away. And also number eight and final on the list, and do pop this one away, your wood saw. Pop that one away.
Yeah, no one needs to see that.
No one needs to see that. Yeah, your duct tape and your hacksaw there. A hacksaw looks like it has a hole in the middle. Okay, imagine a drawing of a saucepan, and now take out the bit of pan.
Oh, I would not describe it like that. I know.
How would you describe
it? You've drawn an iron.
Yeah, you've drawn an iron.
You've not filled it in.
So it's got one thin, serrated thing, and that one you use more for like chopping metal. You don't really need to get into saws, but like that is any old saw will do the job. A wood saw.
What would I a person who doesn't really do DIY, what would I use a hacksaw for?
Say you're gonna put up a shelf and you bought a bit of a shelf and it was actually too long. You could just quickly neaten it up. You measure it with your tape measure, neaten that up, and you'd be like, oh my God, I can't saw it off. I need like an electrical saw or something. Nope. Yeah. You'd be surprised how much you can just saw things off.
What are your thoughts on no more nails?
I don't mind it. It is a more of a...
it's sort of like, just in case anyone's listening, it's basically like... So, for example, my sister in her rented flat accidentally ripped the door frame off the door.
Fantastic.
And then... because it hadn't been put on properly. But then she put no more nails on it and stuck it back on. It's like very, very, very strong glue
for DIY purposes. Yeah, it's literally to say no more nails. It's like...
Can you put up a shelf with it?
No, I wouldn't put up a shelf with it.
Okay.
But perfect for that, of like something that's not going to take any pressure but needs to be stuck right together.
I think I've become very overwhelmed with the amount of like what... things are you supposed to actually put in the wall?
Yeah.
And also the fact that like a roll plug is like essentially a little sock for your nail that goes in the wall.
Yeah.
Why in the cartoons does no one put a roll plug in before they then bash a hammer?
Exactly. We're led to believe that you have a nail and a hammer and away you go and you can do anything. But instead it's the opposite of that. So crucial thing, a nail and a screw are two different things. So a nail is...
Right.
A nail is completely thin and soft and smooth. A nail is just, if you run your finger up and down a nail, it's smooth. Whereas a screw is a whirly gig.
Got it. So a screw you have to screw in and then you just...
Yeah,
like
you screw your
hammer,
a screw
tap
has,
in.
Exactly. Sorry, that's a so much better way. A nail goes directly in with a hammer. A screw needs to rotate. And if you bash a hammer, if you bash a screw with a hammer, it will eventually go in, but it will not be having a good time. And a raw plug, exactly as you described, is a plastic sock for a screw. You make a hole with your drill, and we're going to get into this deeper.
Drill?
No, don't panic. You make a hole with that. Okay. You put your raw plug in. Then you screw your screw into the raw plug, and the raw plug expands in the wall just to make it like so tight and stable.
Oh, great.
If you just needed to hang up a picture or something relatively light, or you wanted to put like a wreath on your door or something, or like hang some fairy lights or anything like that wasn't going to take a lot of pressure, you don't need the raw plug. You don't need to go to town. A screw or a nail will do absolutely fine. The thing about the drill stuff, again, like you're saying, is like the tacks, the raw plugs, the nails, the bits, like this is so overwhelming. And then so you are completely correct to be overwhelmed by it. Nobody, and I've been thinking this for a while and I've actually checked it, and this is the truth. Nobody has got a consistent plan for how you describe screws and drill bits. So there are like... Ugh. Eight different names, different sizes. The US and the UK are working on a different system. This is unbearable. But your basic thing, if you're ready to advance to drilling, you want to get yourself, and again, they're not as expensive as you think, and they will change your life. You want to get a hammer drill, even if you don't think you're going to do anything particularly fancy, just to have the option. And a hammer drill just means it can go into brick and do like heavy duty drilling. When you first buy your drill, you'll be like, oh, they haven't given me the bit. because that's what I did. I wore my drill and I was like, oh, I've got, this one's broken. Like, it's got nothing at the end. But actually, it's got this little rotating bit that you rotate off, and then you can put any number of bits in. You twizzle it, you take the stuff out, you twizzle, you put anything in. And so I was honestly about to call the shop and be like, there's no bit. But like, it is purposefully empty for you to put your own bits in. And then right. you, then this is where you want to buy as many, like sometimes again in the hardware store, you'll see like a suitcase of drill bits and you'll be like, this is too many drill bits. But they will be very
also,
helpful.
Also, do all drill bits go in all drills, or do you have to like
all drill? No, all drill bits go in all drills. No matter,
oh, that's so nice to know.
All drill bits go in all drills, and the drill bit, the drill end, the end of the drill can expand and decrease to any size. So you can put anything in there. I've been trying to drill brick with a wood drill for years because I was like, well, it's the sharpest. Like, obviously, I'll use that. But it turns out it's completely wrong. There is one very sharp, spiky one that looks like a spear for a mouse. Yeah. So that, and that is for wood. Don't do anything harder. There is one gold one that is like a mouse wizard staff.
Excellent.
And that one you rarely use, even though it's gold and fancy, and that one is for drilling into plastic and metals and things, and you rarely use your gold ones. And then the silver one is the one that you will use the most. The silver is called your masonry bit, and the silver one is like very bright silver, and then it has like a weirder big head, like a flat arrow head. Like imagine an arrow, but then you sort of, you blunted it.
Okay, like a hammerhead shark.
Stevie, exactly like a hammerhead shark. You know, use the right tools. You're like, oh, this was unbelievably easy. And pretty sure, yes. Like, everyone should be allowed to do DIY. And so I hope that this has been some help and you at least come away with some confidence thinking that you can.
Yes. I mean, on a personal growth level, yes. Like, I'm still a way away. I think I need to have a necessity to put up a shelf and to do something. But I do feel now I will at least now go in being like, I'm not an idiot. This is very confusing.
This is confusing.
Ask people.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask people and go and being like, yeah, this is confusing, but I'm here to learn and I can do it. And crucially to be like, you can fix anything you mess up. So if that is the thing that's holding you back, like just know that you can absolutely do it. And believe in yourself, because you can do it. You can 100% do it yourself.
That's a good, strong, practical first episode of 2021.
Yeah,
I hope that empowers. Get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, and even if you like, oh no, I don't have any interest in DIY whatsoever. I hope there is some. That same attitude goes into some part of your life, where in some way that you feel locked out by the terminology or the locked out that you don't know the correct lingo, whatever. To be like, if it's confusing to you, it probably is. Confusing across the board, and there's no shame in asking the questions and learning how to do it.
And so thank you so much to Jess for that suggestion. And if you are listening and you have a suggestion and you have something that you would like us to help you with, even if we don't know how to do it, we will try and learn and then tell you about it, learn with you. And do email us nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com, and we are on Twitter @nobodypanicpod. I'm also on Twitter @StevieM. The S is not an S. It's actually a 5.
I'm @DessaCoates. All letters, classic letters.
And thank you so much, Tessa, for just like really, really holding together that episode. Really bringing your expertise there.
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you. And I hope it was, I hope it's some use, and I believe in you.
Well, this week, why not have a think about looking at some drill bits? Have a lovely week, guys, and see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.